Yeah, it's pretty neat. We started it about 8 or 9 years ago, and people across the state of Illinois just turned in their mushrooms, and they got to put a date and a city or county zip code in the picture next to the mushrooms so that they can prove they're fine. And then we add them to the map, the progression map, and we end up sending that out and posting it about every 2 or 3 days throughout the season so that people can have a better idea how the season's going and when to go out. And the best way to look at it is once your county starts filling up with morels on the map, then that's about the best time to start going out for your average hunter that only has about enough time to go about 2 or 3 times a year. So
Well, I like the progression map. So was that part of it 9 years ago, or was that something you did later in the game?
yeah, it wasn't the plan to start out with. It was kind of people wanted me to do something about it. What happened was is I travel about 2 to 2.5 hours south of Canton on family land to go mushroom hunting every year since I've been a little kid, about fifth, sixth grade. And people down there would find them at different times of the year when we would talk to them. So we never really knew when to go down there, but we'd go down there about the same day every year. And every year it would just differ. And the year I started it was the last year we found 9 pounds down there. And then the next year we went down the same day and we found one mushroom. So I was like, man, I got to figure something out because this has been happening since I've been a little kid. We never know what we're going to find on a given year. So I wanted to create something so that mushroom hunters could talk, and I was thinking maybe 200, 300 people throughout the state, and we could kind of talk and let each other know what's going on. And then before you know it, after a year or two, there's 2, 3, 5,000 people. So I started doing reports and just writing it, posting it without a map and letting people know the updates and stuff. And then before you know it, I end up creating a map and end up turning into this with over 70,000 people, and it's been pretty nice. And we make people prove everything, so that way we can add you to the map. That way there's no guessing or saying, oh, we don't believe you. So it's been pretty nice, and if it wasn't for the people in the community, we wouldn't have that page. So I'm pretty grateful that people really participate and enjoy it. It's pretty neat.